do it too. It's true, 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 true. It's true. Do it too.
Yeah. 进口，尽情享受。
甜甜的 lollipop， 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 哦，甜甜的 lollipop， 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 哦，甜甜的 lollipop， 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 哦，甜甜的 lollipop， lollipop， lollipop，
甜甜在寻找，糖果微微的是味道，感觉像棒棒糖，含在嘴里不想放掉。
开心忘掉烦恼，此刻是你我都想要。
甜甜的 lollipop， 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 甜甜的 lollipop， 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 甜甜的 lollipop， 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 甜甜的 lollipop， lollipop， lollipop，
每分每秒都要有你陪伴的回忆，每个心跳都要有你，连呼吸也甜蜜。
喜欢不要任何借口，不必变成一堆拒绝理由，
冲动随着心的节奏，十指紧扣，尽情享受。
甜甜的 lollipop， 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 哦，甜甜的 lollipop， 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 哦，
甜甜的 lollipop， 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 哦，甜甜的 lollipop， lollipop，
느낄 수 있도록
machine.
Hey, yo, machine, yes, hey, yo, machine.
人間なんで私欲持ってる。
Hey, yo, machine, yes, hey, yo, machine.
絶対決めたい恋愛もある。
Yes, hey, yo, machine. Whoa, whoa.
では決めつけない
Yes, hey, your machine Whoa, whoa
行くぜ
チャンス取れだぜ
誰も
期待してない
そんな
Away な方が
Moving
Whoa, 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 whoa 声が震えてもビビっちゃダメさ真剣な証誰にもあるのさここぞというその瞬間が
愛
する人生信じる時感謝の毎日不器用だけれど好きなことに夢中であるよ Oh my dream
今だけを
Wow! That was pretty abrupt. That caught me by surprise. I was still like kind of...partying about like all that and then suddenly just died. Well, anyway, oh my god, it's been like what, 2 or 3 weeks? Yeah, since I last had a show. Two weeks? 3 weeks? I don't know. Anyway, wow, it's just fantastic. Well, anyway, yo, this is the True Harmony.Your Ishiyoshi Hopeful, and you're listening in to the official Ishiyoshi is Love radio show on JPF Radio and the Ishiyoshi Hopeful audio log. Woo! I'm fucking back, people! Yeah, and crazier than ever, I think everybody knows by now, I had a crazy adventure in Japan. Oh, for those of you who don't know, the reason why I was... not on air for 2 weeks, the last two Thursdays, was that I was in Japan, actually, and I saw Rika and Yosuke. That's just awesome! Fucking fantastic! Well, anyway, so yeah, that's what happened to me, and I'll get into that later. But yeah, just as an introduction, the last, that song that you heard a few moments ago is... Ready Kick Off, that's the latest indie single that will be from Ongaku Gatas. Who don't remember anymore, Ongaku Gatas is the singing group from Gatas Brillantes HP, Hello Project's official futsal team. I think they're competing again this time of year, and I heard that Rika...has been training, so yeah, awesome job, Rika-chan. Woo! Well, anyway, so yeah, what's happening? So yeah, I think it's just fantastic that they come up with a new single, because you know, a lot of us thought that Ongaku Gatas would just die and maybe disappear after the Elder Club graduation. I'm really happy that they're still there, and I'm looking forward to what's gonna happen next to them. They have a tour coming up this March. I'm not so sure, but I think Lena is Lena 2040 on the forums might go to see those. Yeah, so that's just wow. I don't know. Wow. Really, I missed talking to Anne. Actually, it's like, you know, like every week I'm here and I talk and, you know, I just go on and on. But now it just kind of feels different because I haven't done this in 2 weeks. So it's kind of really very different. Something about my speech pattern might have changed or something, and I don't notice it or something. I don't know. But it's just, I'm just so happy to be back, and I'm so happy to see you guys on IRC, and I'm very happy that I have a decent number of listeners welcoming me back to this show, you know. So yeah, welcome back to me, and welcome back to all of you who missed this show, and maybe even the people who are listening to this for the first time, or whatever. I'll be talking about my Japan trip in a little while. But of course, the purpose of my trip wasn't just to, you know, like see Japan and, you know, just revel in all its Japanese glory. Of course, I went there to attend the Hangry and Angry Live Circuit Tour 2010. Of course, I wasn't able to attend the first leg, which was in Shibuya. I attended the next two ones. The first one was in Club Cuatro in Shinsaibashi, Osaka, and the second one is in Nagoya. That was, it's around in Imaike area in Nagoya City. Sure. Those two events, the first one was on the 11th, that was a Thursday. I was actually planning to somehow get on the radio, but my way home took so long that I wasn't able to do that. And of course, that was on the 11th, and the other one was on the 13th. Yeah, it was just, I just had an awesome time. Just watch Hangry and Angry and the holy and awesome issue. Yes, in person, on stage at stage. Before I get into that, let's listen to the album and the tour. Even if the title is Sadistic Dance, the song that kind of like promoted everything is Top Secret. Yeah, well, what happened is kind of top secret, but it isn't. It's kind of like, I don't know. Pretty much like Ishiyoshi. It's like everybody's secret, you know? Oh my god, Ishiyoshi's so real. But, you know, we keep on like, oh, maybe it's not real. We keep on denying it. Stuff like that. Oh, pretty appropriate. Nah. Okay, so let's enjoy the song Top Secret on the official Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show on J-Pop Radio.
I'm a shepherd.
Again, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, good everything. To everybody listening to me right now, I'm just doing the show. And actually, the IRC people might be noticing something, someone missing. So let's go to our shoutout. She asked me to do this. Of course, I want to give a shout out to Daigong, our boss man, waking up early to tune in and listen to this show. I also want to give a shout out to Masa. I don't know if he's awake or if he's tuned in, but you know, he's like my brother from another mother, so I give a shout out to him too. I also want to give a shout out to everybody on IRC. There's B and Pika and Pops and Sai. Yo! Of course, there's Moob too. So, whoa! We got Moob in our party. So, you know, if you are lonely and you don't have anyone to talk to, you can talk to Moob. Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to my Ishiyoshi crew. That's Yankee Heart and Dio 5 Ohio. They don't tune in, but you know, shout out to them too. I also want to give a shout out to probably like everybody who just fucking fangirls over fangirls or fanboys over Ishiyoshi. You got a lot of folks now at the church, Chibs and Diab and Happy Charmy and oh, we have a new person just today. There's Atomic Particle. Yeah. Woo, church! Wow, Moob. Moob is very talkative. I think Moob is as talkative as I am. But anyway, yeah, the church. I also want to give a shout out to all the members of the Ishiyoshi Forum. If you want to check it out and register and be a member and just help us start up, you know. The forum is on ishiyoshi.freeforums.org. Yeah, you can find us there and just do whatever. Yeah, suggest whatever, like a hate thread or something. Yeah, stuff like that. I also want to give a shout out to my bandmates, Ode to La Luna. Woo! Celine, Ia, Yu, and Ishtar. And also to Chandra. Yeah. Right now, I'm also doing bass for the band, so I'm doing rhythm, bass, and the growling guest vocals. You'll be hearing some of the demo I submitted to Dan later on. I'll delve into that later, but yes, I submitted a CD. I think you guys, well, some of the people here, like, missed hearing me talk, because, well, I used to really talk a lot. And you haven't heard my voice in 2 weeks. So, and some of you might be listening just to find out what happened to me in Japan. Man. Are you, like, gonna leave or something? Oh, I'm talking to Pops, by the way. Just a moment. You know, multitasking is one of the things that True likes to do to me. Well, I don't, it's not like really something I like, just naturally. Show. Trust me, they do pretty much the same thing. The stuff that we see on the videos, just put them all together and it's that. You know, but to be part of that energy. Oh, what? You can't hear me? Hello, hello.
Oh, you can't hear me. Is this better now? Is this better now? Okay. Let's see. Oh. Alright. Okay, this is better now. Is the static bad? Is the static bad? Okay, I hope not. Okay, so now I'm really talking. Where was I? Yeah. The thing I think about, like, going to Japan is being part of the energy. Being part of the energy. Because, like I said, it's the same thing. You can pretty much memorize whatever they're going to do. And you can predict. As soon as you hear the intro of the song, oh, they're going to do this. As soon as they start getting the fans from the small table in the middle of the stage, then it's over. You know, oh, they're going to do Lady Madonna. You know? But to know that they're drawing energy from you. And, you know, I was so tired that day. I was walking throughout the whole mall, like, for the Nagoya trip. I was just walking for how many hours? I was so tired. Like, I wasn't shopping. I wasn't window shopping. There was nowhere to sit down on. So I was just tired. But when I was in the concert, it was just like, whoa! True can't sit down, yo! Like, yeah, so let's talk about why I had to really walk around and I didn't have anywhere to sit down. What happened? Oh, as I said in my report, I came to the venue really very early, like maybe 3 hours. 3 hours before opening time? Or 4 hours? I don't know. I arrived with my student. She accompanied me to the venue. And when we got there, there was really nobody. There was nothing there. Maybe some staff people. But I could hear them rehearsing. And so we were on the 8th floor of a mall, of that mall. The building is called Parco Building. The mall occupying 7th floor is called The Loft. Alright? The 7th floor is a different store altogether. It's a musical instrument store. So I walked around there for a while because I had nothing to do. And then I decided to go back to the door of the venue, Club Cuatro, and sit down at the steps of the door. You know, just so I can sit down for hours and just maybe write my fic and, you know, be chill. So I was doing that. But they just had to tell me, oh, you can't stay here. Early you come. You are audience number 532 and you're the last person to see the whole thing. Okay, so I was like, oh, screw this. So again, I went down to the musical instrument section and I just walked around. But then go to the toilet. And I found out that the toilet was actually in the fire escape stairwell. Okay, so I did my business. And I could hear them rehearsing right on top of me. Like, totally loud. Like, oh my god, they're just right there. So I decided to stay in the stairwell on the 7th floor and record stuff. But people were like coming and going and they were making so much noise and they were fucking up my recording. And they probably thought it was weird that I was hanging out there. And so like after a while of like just should I stay here? It's safe down here, but you know, with all this shit going on, you know, I could hear people flushing the toilet. And it's highly likely that the flushes made it into my recording. I haven't. So yeah, so that was what's happening. So I decided to go up. Some of you saw that video of me, like, just bypassing all the barricade shit. That was what happened. There was even, and then I could hear, and I could hear the keys. And I was like, oh my god, I have to run. And then it turns out it was a security guard from the upper levels. And he went to the toilet too. So I was like, oh shit. I was almost caught there. Back to the danger position. And I just stayed there until I kind of felt that the rehearsal was pretty much done. And I was just kind of chilling there. There weren't many people. I like the spot. You know, I wasn't really looking for, oh my God, Yoshi's gonna come out. No, it wasn't really like that. You know, I wasn't expecting anything to happen. And then all of a sudden, the door opened. It was like, it's one of those steel doors that's really noisy when it opens. It opens, and I see Yoshi coming out, and I saw Rika inside the room. And I was like, Yoshi? And she looked at me like, whoa, like this. And I was like, gome. And then she went to the toilet, which was from. I was like, oh shit, oh my God, the fuck. Was like a few seconds after, looked at me again, and then I was like, oh, gome. And then she went back to the venue, like fire escape door. And then the manager came out, like started like, and I was like, I could understand like the beginning, but then at the middle I was like, I have no idea what you're saying. And then I said, like, in a totally grammatically wrong way, I said ego kudasai. Ego means, of course, English, and kudasai in some sentences mean please. So, you know, I was literally saying English please, and it was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, just fucking started like, this is fire exit. Exit, you go out. So get out. I was shaking like, what? I was so scared. But then I was like, okay. And then he had this guy like escort me back to the 7th floor. And he was like guarding the place. So I couldn't even use the bathroom, the toilet. On the 7th floor, I had to go down like maybe on the 6th floor or the 5th floor, just so I, you know, I don't get into trouble, because, you know, I'm not really looking for trouble. I was just there, and I was kind of enjoying myself just sitting on the floor. I wasn't really looking for trouble. So yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Like what I said in the forum, I tried to apologize to him when on the next show. I saw him outside the venue after the show, and I was like, sumimasen, and I was like, gomen nasai for last time. It was like that, and it was totally dissing me, and I was like, what the fuck is that? You know, I know that I did wrong, but at least I manned up to kind of like face him and tell him that, oh, I'm really sorry, you know. But yeah, fuck that, man. But yeah, that's what happened, my close encounter with Yoshi. I was talking with another fan recently, and I kind of like, I had some sort of realization on like how serious the security was, because this is something that I totally ignore, because I don't really take this seriously before until I thought about it recently. In 2 Channel, some of the crazy Yoshi fans, they actually stab pictures of Rika. You know, like in some crazy rage. Like they like mutilate Rika's pictures, stuff like that. And it's just insane. But thinking about it, if they're crazy enough, maybe like the kind of insanity that they have plus my crazy balls to actually go to backstage and, you know, to make something happen, you know, it could be like real trouble for them. And like in my country, that's not a problem. Nobody's that serious about fandom. But like in Korea or in Japan, people might be that crazy to like poison like people they don't like celebrities that, you know, think are ruining their favorite celebrities. I don't know. So like what I said, I'd rather I'd prefer that the manager kicked me out than like him letting everybody do what I did, you know? Because on another note, it makes what I did special. what I did special. It's pretty selfish looking at it that way. But I guess that's the only way I would end up not hating him. Because, you know, like what I said in the forum, it's not... me hating him is not about him being bad. You know, it's about him ruining my fun. You know, what I did was wrong. But, of course, like, when my parents, like, you know, ground me for a week, I hate them, but they're not wrong. They're not evil. You know, in that sense. You know? So I totally respect, whatever went down with the manager and me. But yeah. You know, but one of the things that really ticked me off from, like, you know, some of the stuff that came out in the forum is that, you can say that, you know, they could probably send me to jail for breaking into the off-limits section. But equally, they can send me to jail for recording and distributing footage from concerts. You know, that baffles me to no end. How can you be so upset about me breaking into backstage and not be upset about me posting illegally recorded material? You know, so... yeah. At this point, yes, I am sort of going on the offensive here. But what went down, like, among us, of course, yeah, yeah, I vandalized the door, I stuck our sticker, yeah. But to me, like, that comparison just shows to me that some people, it's okay for them to allow illegal things to happen if they benefit from it. Because if I record shit from a concert, you guys benefit from that. But if I get caught backstage, it's my story. None of you will experience that with me. You know? So people don't really directly benefit from that. And that offends me a bit. You know? But... of course, to me, it's all cool. Like now, it's okay, you know, whatever. It's really like that. Like, especially in this fandom, like Ishiyoshi fandom, people just like to read and leech and lurk. And, you know, we have this, like, kind of, like, unspoken rule that, you know, you don't repost shit, you don't do anything crazy, you know, you don't do trouble. But, you know, when I think about it, now I'm more of a hipster than just an Ishiyoshi fan. You know, and that's always very important to me. You know, when I went to Japan, all my luggage, like, they only have, like, maybe my name tags on my luggage are, like, 1 inch by 1/2 inch. Small, so it's really tiny. But I had like J-Pip stickers all over my luggage, like, oh my god. So whenever I like do it in the conveyor belt, like, you know, baggage section of the airport, I could totally see my luggage right away because it had pink heart, like butt hearts all over it. It's like jpip.com, you know. So I am, it's like, you know, I kind of repped myself with jpip.com. I had my JPF ID. I printed out a JPF ID, by the way. I have a JPF ID, and I kind of showed it around with some of the Japanese fans. So that was totally crazy. About hugging Dan. So what I said, I apologized to the manager man, and I just gave up on seeing Rika and Yoshi. I went back to the main station. We were in Imaike. It was just one subway train away from Nagoya Station. So I got back to the main station. It's the train station, bus station, and Shinkansen station of Nagoya. So I was walking, and I was looking for my bus station to Tokyo. Because the bus that I was taking is the really cheap, minor company one. So it doesn't have its own major station. Not like JR or Meitetsu. So I was there. I was looking for my station. And then I was just tired, and I was just broken and disappointed. I still had my card. I fell short, you know? And then I saw Dan looking for a trash can. He was asking some maintenance guy in the airport. And I was like, yo, Dan! And he was like, oh, hey! And I was like, yo, man, I'm a fan. And, I flew all the way from the Philippines to watch you guys. By the way, it's a great show. And can you give something to them for me, Yossi and Rika? And then I gave him my card. And I said, like, oh, I have something for you, too. And then I gave him my my copy of the Ode to La Luna demo. And I'm going to let you listen to that later. It has three of our songs. I gave him that. It looked so ghetto, like kind of like envelope thing was like fucked up. He's like kind of stained and shit. So I gave it to him and like, oh, this is your band. I'm like, I was kind of like breaking down in front of him because I was just losing hope, you know. While I was walking in the station before the whole thing happened, I was like, you know, being too hopeful is not good for you, True. You know, it's like crushing you, kind of like that, you know. I was just talking to myself like, what are you doing with yourself like that? You flew all the way here and you weren't able to do anything. And then he was there and I gave him my card. I gave him the RCD. So I just cried and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I just have to hug you. And then I hugged him and he was like totally awkward about it. He was like, oh yeah. See, I there's your MySpace here, yeah, and these are your songs, yeah. Okay, I'll check it out, yeah. And then he went back into the station, and he was like, he went back to his crew, and they were like, they were reading my card, and it was in English, and yeah, they were like, what a fucking weirdo. So yeah, that's what happened to Dan Green and me. But yeah, I totally hugged him. He was wearing his hat, even in the train station. He was like, what? I was like, I don't know. I think it's like his basic staple or something, or like fashion staple. Wow. But anyway, that's like, I totally broke down in front of him. But anyway, yeah, he was also wearing shades. He was wearing practically the same stuff that he wears in all of the shows. Yeah. Pretty funny. Yeah. So that was my kind of like 3-day, 2-day adventure. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Sometimes I wonder how many people have actually tried to like go backstage. They seem pretty complacent about it. There was no one guarding whatever. It was just, oh, they closed the door. The door wasn't even locked. You know, I could open it. It's very strange. But Japan or not, you know? In the first venue, it was, like, easy. On the second venue, it was impossible because the only door backstage was up front. So they only had to have one person guarding both doors. So it was okay. I give up, kind of like that. After my whole trip, I had like I had a blister under my foot. It was so big, maybe like 3/4 of an inch in diameter. I had to get a needle, like a syringe needle, of course it's like sterile, and I had to puncture my foot to like get the liquid water thing out. I also cut the skin off. Yeah, it's my war wound. Looks terrible. But totally, it's something I would never have experienced if I just sit back and wait. You know, it's like I've resolved with myself that Hangry and Angry would never come here. As Hangry and Angry or as Ishiyoshi. I've resolved myself from that. You know, there's no point in me like forcing it. You know? So yeah, that's my crazy, crazy, crazy adventure. Huh, I wonder how long I've been talking. I've been talking for like probably more than 20 minutes. Yeah. I'm really sorry. I've played only two songs for like the entirety of the show. One thing I really wished for was that, you know, I could meet my Ishiyoshi people in the same circumstance. Because I noticed like the people who are watching the shows, they pretty much know each other. Oh, they're like, oh hi, yo, what's going on? What number is your ticket? Like that. And you know, I thought it would be pretty cool if we're like with like a whole gaijin crew. Fuck. Gonna kick everybody's asses. Nobody wanted to talk to me. Cause like, the fuck. Yeah, I was waiting for someone to ask about my ticket number. Oh yeah, by the way. I think like that's Mika. She gave me a free ticket. Yeah, one of the Japanese Yossi fans. They're cool. They met Daigong in Seattle, and it was like, what? When they saw me and my hat with the sticker, I stuck a sticker on my hat, and like they saw it and they're like, are you a member of JP Hip? And I was like, yeah, man. I showed them my ID, and it says they're like, official, like, I'm a member of JP Hip, I'm a radio DJ, and it says they're my show, Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show, and they were, like, laughing their asses off, they're like, what the fuck? And then they were asking me, do I like Rika or Yossi more? And I was like, Rika-chan more, but Ishiyoshi first, then Rika-chan, then Yossi. So, yeah, man, I had, like, my PVC ID was like fucked. It got wet while I was laminating it. So some of the printed parts were like fucked. Maybe I should post like a picture of my ID so you know what it looks like. But yeah, I was like kind of flashing it around. I'm like, JPF, yo! I picture, yeah, like that. Like, yeah, oh. It was surreal. I felt so pro JPF. So yeah, that's what went down with me, Ishiyoshi people in Japan. Sometimes I think about what could have happened if it was Rika who went out of the room instead of Yossi. Would it be different? Maybe on the next show I'll try to do that. On my next chance I'll try to catch Rika backstage. Maybe, I don't know. I think one of the things, like, I've thought about while I was walking in Nagoya, like, thinking, oh, this is, like, pointless, what am I doing with my life kind of thing, is that, no, I'm not gonna do that, that's a real crime, Daigong. You know, I could easily pose as a lost foreigner. If I wasn't wearing my JP Hip shirt, I probably could have done that, like, I don't know where I am. But if I bust into their dressing room, I'm like, uh-huh. But, like, one of the things that I thought about is that, originally, what I said to myself, that the meaning of the being hopeful, being the hopeful, is that I'm not expecting a specific event. But I believe that something will happen. Whatever it is, something will happen. And that I was feeling so much like regret and all that crazy shit that time, because I was expecting something to happen, but I really shouldn't, because you know life is just all a fucking surprise. And yeah, thinking about it now, when I've like totally, you know, recovered and everything, I haven't been arrested yet, is that not everybody will have the chance to do what I did. You know, it's one thing to have the courage to do it, and another thing to get the chance. I got the chance and I took it, and you know, I really tried crying, but I tried to go the extra mile for you guys. I tried to record, like, you know, rehearsal stuff. I'm gonna upload those soon, by the way. So, like, just going that extra mile led me to something bigger and something I would have never imagined could happen to me. You know? So it's like just an open space. So that's what hope is all about for me. Like, some people ask me, would I, like, totally be devastated if like, Rika or Yossi marry? Maybe, like, initially I would. It would be a total shock. It would be a surprise. But, you know, things will go on. And maybe behind it all, there's something ishi-oshi going on. You know, that's what it is. Well, anyway. Okay, so since I've, like, gotten all that out, yeah, I got the balls. I went to three and a half Japanese families. I stayed with three different Japanese families. And all of them were totally surprised. These are the things I always bring up whenever I'm talking about this trip. I'm 21 years old. I'm female. I'm Filipino. I'm alone. I don't know Japanese. And I went to Japan to watch a concert. They find that unbelievable. You know? To just face all that, like, crap with the embassy and all the racism and all that shit. And just go there. Because I'm not going to Japan for all the other people. I'm going there for Ishiyoshi, and I'm going there for JPM. And that's it. You know? Or maybe I'm also going there for Kissy. You know, we made plans. But, you know, I shouldn't care about anybody. You know, I wasn't even, like, permission. I remember I was like, hey, Mom, Dad, I'm going to Japan. I'm 21. I didn't know how to tell them my plans. I was already doing stuff about it, and I wasn't telling them anything. And then I told them, Mom, Dad, I'm going to Japan. It's not even, can I go to Japan? No. I was like, Mom, I'm going to Japan. I have the money, and I think I can do the papers on my own. And yeah, they were like, okay, do whatever you want. You know? Because they know that they can't stop me. You know, like, my parents can't stop me. My girlfriend wasn't able to stop me. The Japanese government can't stop me. My father was supportive enough to write a letter to the embassy. My father was really, really nice. He wrote a letter to the embassy telling them that if I cause trouble in Japan, if I stay illegally in Japan, they can go after him. You know? They can sue my dad. He put a lot of money into my bank account so that they would think that I'm not gonna stay there illegally to work. I'm just really a tourist, man. Yeah, so yeah, my dad is great. My mom gave me some money. My mom gave me some extra money. She's like, if you get lost, you know, here's some US dollars, you can, you know, have that exchanged, whatever. Yeah, my parents were cool. Because they knew that they can't stop me. So, yeah. I just love my parents. So, Like, when people say shit like, I can't go, or I won't go, or I will quote here, like I will ever go to Japan. Screw you, man. Seriously. I know that he's not listening here, so I'm gonna say it here. Cause, I actually sent him a message to just, you know, dude, shut up. Cause it's just, it's, you know, like, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. He says shit when everybody's peaceful and happy. So I'm like, screw you. Why are you saying shit like that now? What do you want like that? Old enough, male, American, white. You don't even need a visa to go to Japan. You know? I had to, like, cram my visa in, like, a month ahead or 2 months ahead just so I can make up a backup plan if I fail to get a visa the first time around. You know? You can practically waltz into Japan. You have an excuse for not knowing Japanese. You're a white person. They'll help you. But, like, to me, of course, this was, like, after the concert. I was just getting ready to go back home and all that. I was in a small town in Osaka. I was walking. I was taking pictures and all that. And then this old man, I was also following the right-hand side, like, walking thing. Like, you walk on the left side of the street, yeah, like that. I was following that. I was taking pictures, too. You know, because it was, like, a kind of like a tourist street. They had a lot of stores there, like, souvenir stuff and all that. I was taking pictures. And then all of a sudden, this older Japanese man, who's probably in his 50s or 60s, he stops. He was on his bike, and then he stops behind me. And he calls my attention. I was like, hi. And he was like, he started speaking in Japanese so fast, I was like, sumimasen. Wakarimasen. And he was like, Filipino. Something, 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 something. And I was like, hi. And he kept on emphasizing wakaranai, which I knew what it meant. He was asking me where I was going. And I was like, hotel. I didn't know how to say it, but I sure understood what he was trying to tell me. And he kept on saying wakaranai. And I was like, are you trying to be racist with me, you fucking asshole? Because it was this Filipino wakaranai. I was like, dude, what's your point? He sounded so, like, I don't know, upset about something. I didn't understand anything. He was like, okay, go on your merry way and I'll go on my merry way. You know? Like, just hearing the word Filipino from, like, a stranger who is Japanese, it kind of scares me. Because I know what they think about us. They don't have to say it. You know? I heard the week before I arrived in Japan, there was news in Japan that a Filipino killed a Japanese person. They think about, like, a lot of them think about us as, like, illegal aliens, entertainers, hostesses, prostitutes, like that. Fishing for some, like, lonely Japanese man who can't get a wife. And, like, screw you. I don't know. I know that they have reason to think that. We have a lot of... I myself am angry at a lot of Filipinos who stay in Japan illegally. Because they made shit so difficult for the rest of us. Before, it wasn't this hard, but because of them, I have to go through all this shit, and I only want to watch a concert. You know? So, I really just can't put all the blame on them, but to judge everybody that way is just terrible for me. You know? Do they want me to go back extensively in the university? And do they want me to talk about history of the Philippines and Japan? I don't think they'd like that. So, like, if they're talking about, like, major history, then maybe we can talk about that and, like, see who's, like, you know, who has the more sinister reputation. Like, but that's just how I feel. I go there, I burn money. I burned so much money. I was like, when I got home, I was broke. I barely had any pesos. I know, right? So I was like, I'm not gonna let one man, like, ruin everything for me. But I know what shit I had to go through to get there. You know? They think that way to all of us. So yeah. Sometimes, for a couple of moments, I did wonder, would it have been different if it was a white person in the backstage? I always had that kind of thing. Huh. That is the reality. You know? That is the reality. It's not, oh, I can't go to Japan because nobody will let me go. This is more serious than that. But I face all of that shit. Because everything else is more important than that. You know? Seeing Rika, seeing UC, watching their concert, being part of it, is more important than all that shit. You know? Word. I think, like, for me personally, it brings my experience up. Because I know I went up that level. You know, I won't, like, I didn't, like, let it, like, oh, I can't go to Japan ever because they fucking hate us. And, like, they're not gonna let me have a visa and I'll never have enough money for it. You know, I matched the money. I got all the papers I needed. You know, I knew all the Japanese I knew I needed to know. I didn't really seriously get lost in Japan. That's like my achievement. That's my personal achievement. Not just like a, like, as a fan of Ishiyoshi. So yeah, that's like this is something I've told this one guy from the forum so many times, and it just pisses me off that he just doesn't listen to me. He just doesn't listen. So yeah. I'm cool. I'm cool with all that shit. Because, you know, like what I said, those difficult things make my experience more special than anyone's. You know, like, an American can say, I went to Japan and I saw whatever, I snuck backstage, whatever, whatever, whatever. The Japanese government didn't look into your bank account. You know? The Japanese government didn't call your workplace. They didn't call, like, your home. They didn't look into your background. I will always have that. You know? So, it's like, all, any challenge there just makes my experience more special for me. You know? And if you want to compare, like, any other experience to my experience, if you just, you know, want to make your life miserable and compare yourself to other people, then, you know, do it. Bring it on. Yeah. So, okay, true rant for, like, an hour. Man, I'm such an angry person. I can't believe it, man. But yeah, it's all cool. Wow, I wasn't able to play any other songs. Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Oh, by the way, I want to greet Ishkawarika's mom. A happy birthday. Yeah, she's 50. She turned 50 like maybe 2 days ago. And yeah, I posted it on the forum. I want to greet her a happy birthday. So she's been living for 50 years. She spent half of it raising Rika-chan. Isn't that awesome? I think that's the most awesome thing ever. But yeah, that's like, woo! You know, I think there's no better way to spend your life than to spend it like building. No, not building, but like guiding people to become real people. You know, that's what being a person is about. Striving to be a real person, you know, being a free person. Maybe you gotta check that blog entry. I think this was maybe this morning or yesterday. I'm not so sure. Rika is like frigging, like probably one of the most real people ever. When she was on stage, and I swear, she looked at me, man. She really did, and I was like, fuck. It's like she just, it just kind of like, you know, I don't know. Red Bull. Wow, it was just a different experience, I have to say. Like her eyes really connect, you know, with like her audience. She's just wow, she's wonderful. You see too. But I know, like, even, like, they would even, like, point at specific people in the audience. You know what, like, in Lady Madonna, I stuck, like, the JP Hip sticker on a pen, and I started waving it around. I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna get into trouble for this. Because they probably recognize my shirt, my JP Hip shirt. I'm like, oh, whatever, screw this. You know, they have to know that JP Hip is there. They have to know. You know, that was like a very important thing for me. So yeah, like, whoa. Yeah, Rika's just fantastic on stage. And it's unbelievable that she had some like crazy injury like earlier this year. Wow. This is just, it was one of the most surreal experiences. Just getting reported by one of your favorite idols to the authorities is one thing, you know, because I don't think that normally happens to them. I don't think, yeah. I saw like a footage of Yossi, like she was shopping or something. She was walking with her mom, and somebody was like just walking with a camera. She probably got that it was one of the crazy fans, and she totally evaded it. You know, it's different when you're like backstage and you think you're all safe, and then you see one of those crazy fans there. I'm like, oh my god, what's she doing here? Yeah, it's surreal. Yeah, man. I was really worried when Rika posted that, but she said she's okay, and well, I can only hope for the best. I hope you're doing well, Rika-chan. Rika-chan rules, man. She rules. Of course, Ishiyoshi for life. I'm trying to come up with like some hand symbol for it, but it's kind of difficult, I think. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what to do now, because, well, my time slot is kind of over, but maybe just like a breath break. It's not really a breath break even, because I'll still be like doing my crazy chants and shit. But let's do the song. It's probably one of like my signature Wota songs. Like even in the concert, I did my Wota thing, but I'm not sure if I got it recorded. I don't think so, because I was busy Wota game. But yeah, let's have the song Sadistic Dance on the official Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show on JPF Radio. We'll be right back. That was something. Really, that was something. I haven't done that since that show in Nagoya. Wow. Surreal. Oh, man. Oh, hi, Pika, you're still there. Oh! I actually crossed the time for the Luna half hour. You should... Seriously. L block! Like that. Lion block! Like that. Tetris. I wonder if, like, Rika plays Tetris. One of those, like, really... Squiggle! Man. Ooh, L block. Oh, man. I just remembered one of the really bad news from this week. Or maybe this week or last week. One of the units I actually watch out for is, of course, that's Melon Kinendi. They're breaking up. What the hell? I was so surprised to hear it. It's like, I have that thing in my mind that, like, Melon's never dead. And then suddenly I hear that they're gonna be, like, disbanding after, like, the tour. And I'm like, what the hell, man? What the hell? Nobody does that to us, you know? But that's what they're gonna do. That's what happened. And I'm just stunned that it had to end that way. I mean, like, this is the most solid thing HP ever... Well, probably next to Ishiyoshi. It's probably one of the most, like, the really solid things ever. Like, you can't deny the bond there. And, you know, like, after, what, 1 year? And that... Seriously, he's, like, UFA spawn. Yeah. Because this is the Ishiyoshi hour. Oh no, it's not. It's the Luna half hour now, but yeah, I'm gonna be moving that a bit. So, talk about K-pop later, please. But yeah, I mean, it's just terrible news. I just grieve that. But anyway, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what's gonna happen next for our favorite Melons. Yeah. About other news, yeah, again, there's an Ondaku Gatos coming out, a tour, and of course the single is coming out soon. What else? That show Wayaya show, or Watata, I don't know. It's already up in the Rika Multimedia. Screw you, Pika. My favorite Melon is of course Shiba-chan, because she's Rika's best friend, you know. Of course, I love Masai and Boss and Murata Megumi. They're just awesome, you know. Like Shin Cyborg Shibata was like the shit. I mean, it's like way funnier than a lot of stuff Morning Musume did, like after Rika left. You know, like, funny in a nice way and not funny in a sad way. Dan and Rika should do a single. Maybe. No, maybe not. Maybe your Shiba-chan should join Ongaku Gatas. Yeah! Maybe she should do that. Because, you know, there's Yoshi and there's Rika. Mai is one of Yoshi's best friends. And, Shiba-chan is one of Rika's best friend, as far as we know. So that's gonna be like, you know, like, balance. I love how crazy I talk about, like, Ishiyoshi and all these, like, relationship connection shit that, you know, a lot of times doesn't really make sense. It's, like, in my mind. So, yeah. Maybe if, like, Rika joins, I mean, like, Shiba-chan joins Ongaku Gatas, I don't know. Ooh, I really don't know. But that would be cool, I think. I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm a sad person. I don't know anything. But anyway, just like I continue, maybe we can just continue. Whatever. Yeah, we'll probably end this show, the Ishiyoshi show. Because I have to do the La Luna half or quarter hour, and I have work tomorrow, like early. My boss is asking me if I want to board in the school. I mean, like, live in the school too. Like, meaning work late at night and, you know, teach. But I was like, I can't do that because I have to be home on Thursdays to do, you know, my show. He was like, oh, you know, please think about it. I'm like, I won't. The show has to end here. I'm really grateful that all of you are here on my return to the airwaves of jphip.com. I miss doing the show, and I miss all of you. Whether you are on IRC or not, whether you know what I'm talking about or not, trust me when I say that you are sharing my energy. And you are sharing in my energy. And this show is like just for everybody. Not just for Ishiyoshi fans. Because a bulk of our listeners, I doubt if like a lot of Ishiyoshi fans actually listen to this show. But, you know, this is... Ishiyoshi is love. And what I always say, it's not like just romantic love. But just that positive energy that they just, you know, exude whenever they're together. You know, and that beautiful thing that just comes out of it, whether it be music, chemistry. So yeah, thank you very much for welcoming me back. I want to thank everybody. Of course, there's Taegong and Masa, always supportive. The Church of Charmy. Everybody on IRC. Moob. Of course, there's V and Tiga and Sai. Who else is there? Yeah, those are the people partying with us. Yeah, Moob. Moob is like the biggest party host there.
I know, right? Like, JP Hip totally pawns my job.
Well, anyway. Woo! I also want to thank the Ishiyoshi people for just being there. You guys being there keep me going. It just shows me that whatever I'm doing, it's not just for me. My fandom is about the other fans. Because you guys have changed my life more than Ishiyoshi themselves will ever do directly to me. So yeah, you know, everything I do is about everybody. Right? So I also want to thank my bandmates. Yeah, just being my bandmates. And I also want to thank the families who welcomed me in Japan and the Endos in Tokyo. Masashi, what the hell is your family name, Masashi? What the fuck? Well, anyway, and also the Sakaguchi family in Osaka. Thank you very much. My stay was just fucktastic because of you guys. And of course, I also want to thank this elderly couple. I kind of met in the Shinjuku bus station. They gave me food when I had almost nothing. Thank you very much. I might never meet you guys again, but you know, that was just total kindness. I'm very, very grateful. What else? I also want to thank Ishiyoshi themselves. Of course, Rika is an awesome presence. I'm grateful that I saw you, like, even just a peek from backstage. I'm happy that you heard them talking about me sneaking in the back. I'm sure they talked about me. Thank you for UC for, like, you know, like, just not hiding in the toilet. Or not like being all scandalous about the whole thing. thank you for that really unique experience, and thank you for like just being so awesome on stage. Thank you for just being there for us to just idolize and fantasize about everything. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I just want to thank all of you just for just being there. Yeah, and I hope that you guys tune in again next week. Maybe we have less rantage because, you know, it's going to be like your regular week. It depends on what's going to happen. I hope you guys tune in. As always, what do I always say? I forget what I always say. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, I forgot. So this is like the end part. You have been listening to me, The True Harmony, and you've been tuned in to the official Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show on JPF Radio and the Ishiyoshi Hopeful Audio Log. Woo! Okay, so you all have a good day. And as always, Ishiyoshi prevails. We'll be right back. that was the piece, of course, ending the official issue, which is Love Radio Show on JP Hip Radio, and we are now entering the La Luna. Well, I decided it's gonna be like the La Luna quarter hour today, because I only want to feature three songs. These are the songs on the demo CD I submitted to Dan in Nagoya. So these are slightly different from the versions that you guys hear. But after like some deliberation, this is not how it's gonna sound on the final album. We're going to record a different set for the album. This is just for the demo for Dan. And I think you might find some of these strange. The songs lined up for this quarter hour are Anino, that's a Tagalog song, in Shadow, Tempest, and Last Ball. So it might sound kind of different from the usual, but I hope you guys enjoy them. Yeah. How do I put it? Yeah, we're constantly trying to make ourselves better, and I'm doing bass for these tracks too, so that's pretty interesting. I did rhythm, bass, and the growling vocals. Wow, true. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoy them.
We'll be right back.
last song for this quarter hour set.
Yeah, I guess.
Last song, yeah. This is The Last Ball.